Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, that's going to be one of the themes today. Play like a high number one pick. High number one pick. Mm. That kind of goes back to I want to get into this Tua stuff. I do. And I've been
that's
pretty.
That's the only thing that can screw up a Friday, by the way, listening to that guy speak.
Man. No. Look, he was asked about it, and he's aware of it. And I don't believe that. I'm sure if he didn't know and made him aware of what he was walking into. Listen, the stuff Cam Newton has said, I've said a lot of the same stuff too. And I look at it, I'm glad he spoke. He was very honest about his play. I don't know if you had a chance to, Woody, I got in a little late. He was pretty critical of himself, which you should be. He should be. I mean, too many turnovers, not playing well at the end. It's the same thing that everybody has said, whether they've never played at his level of football or never played high school, college, or professional football that just like it, that are doing this. I think everybody that follows football understands that you can't have four picks and five turnovers in three games and two bad fourth quarter picks in tight ball games. They're going to talk about you. Now, you're not the only problem on the team. We need to play better with run defense, the pass rush. Once we get the run defense, pass rush, we have zero takeaways, which, by the way, the Jets have the same thing. By the way, when I'm talking about the Dolphins, you're also talking about the Jets at the same time because they've got their own problems, and we'll get into all that stuff this morning as well. But, I appreciate him taking ownership of – the team feeds off me. I do need to play better. There's a lot of reasons out there. I'm sure we're not all completely accurate, but I think we're all in the ballgame on some of these things. And then I think he came out and was talking, Woody, you might have played about his injuries, and they have started to affect him. And I was like, oh, boy. And the other thing's been taking place. A lot of the national guys are talking to somebody in that building. There is no question. I'm going to stay out of this on that part. But there are national guys that are coming back with the same thing about the game plans put together by Mike McDaniel have been partially to protect Tua. As in, get rid of the ball quickly. Let's keep him from getting hit a lot. And staying super positive that this game plan and we've had some chances to go deep and he hasn't looked that way or whatever. Hey, listen, man, there's one way if you don't like all this conversation, if you don't like it. Your offensive line's not changing. Your weapons, your running back. And by the way, Cam Newton's right on the money. There's a lot of people who'd love to have your running back and your two wide receivers. A lot of people would love to have those three guys. That is a friggin' track meet that a lot of guys would love to have. You got a running back that's turned into one of the best running and pass catching running backs in the game, and he's off to another, on his way to another 1,800 yards most likely this year. So nobody wants to hear about it. Just go out and play better. And the other part of this I wanted to say, listen, man, you're a high first-round pick. I say it all the time. And you're given a big second contract. You're given, as a high first-round pick, a big signing bonus. Those two things have set you up for life. But the problem that comes with it, you don't just get the money, and if you don't play well, you're going to hear about it. That is 100% accurate. Yes, part of the franchise quarterback thing and part of being a high first-round pick are higher expectations on how you're going to play. That's just a fact. The money is part of it. It is. It wasn't just whether you like the way Cam Newton said it. It is a fact. It is a fact. Tom Brady coming in as a 6th-round pick. We'll see what we get. Wow, this has turned out great. Expectations, the higher your pick, man. This draft thing is big business. They don't give you big signing bonuses after you sign your contract if they don't think you have a chance to be a really good player. You start drafting quarterbacks in the top 10 picks, it used to cost GMs their jobs when they missed on them. Now it's a little more lenient. Sometimes you get a second chance now. But I just wanted to make it clear, this is all part of the deal, whether it's coming from Cam Newton, our local writers, radio guys, and you're right. We've never and could never play that position, none of us, except Cam Newton. He did play it, and he actually played it better than you do. But
he just needs to – these answers are just not thoughtful. And here's the thing. I don't think he thinks anything. But he did give a lot of great answers yesterday. The problem was, Joe, when you went on Twitter yesterday, the number one trending topic in America was Cam Newton. Because Tua took this swipe, and it's like, you know, people are going to take it out of context a little bit, and then they start going on, hey, you know, Cam was an MVP. Cam went to the Super Bowl. Cam is 1,000 times the player you'll ever be.
Right.
And it turns into that stuff. Tua just seems to live in his own world where he gives these thoughtless answers, and you said he was prepared. Like, they tell him about this stuff. It just sounds like he's just in another world.
Can I tell you what? I have another theory here, knowing all the characters that we're talking about, maybe and probably better than most people, if you think that's fair. I'm giving you stuff that the national guys won't give you. I think Ann in communications makes it a point to explain to every one of them, the GM, the head coach, and the quarterback, what's coming. I do. She's mm-hmm. very knowledgeable about it. She's been around it. And I think they get up there and just kind of get away from the game plan.
I don't know what they do.
I don't think she tells them what to say because, Tua's not a rookie anymore. Mike's been around for a while now, and Chris has been around a long time. He's seen it all.
We just have to do better than you guys can't play off the street. I'd like to see you do what I do. Yeah. We got to do better than that, man.
He's right, though.
The guy's making $250 million.
He is. He's right about one thing.
What, that you and I can't play? Yeah,
that's correct.
Thank you, Tua.
But we would have never known that, right?
No. He needed to point that out. Joe, he's becoming very unlikable with these press conferences. They're not doing him any favors, man. And you can tell that these national guys, remember, there used to be a big Tua love affair, right? Everyone seemed to like him. These guys are turning on him in a big-time way, conferences are not helping him.
He's got one thing he can do besides the 6 days a week that we talk about the stuff off the field and what he says. He needs to just play better. At the end of the day, a lot of this noise will go away, but you got to play a hell of a lot better than you're playing right now. Whatever the reason, and I've had people try to leak me reasons, just play better. You're not the first guy that did. I'm sorry you don't have a combination of the Buffalo Bills and Detroit Lions offensive line. I'm sorry that you've had these injuries and concussions and hip stuff. And hey, man, you hit the jackpot. Like, you're set. Now you just have to play better. But if you think you're going to continue to be the starting quarterback and the noise is going to go away, and if you're not aware that the quarterback position is the most important position we have in professional sports, minus maybe an NHL goalie. All Day Dan Day as well. Always good. As a matter of fact, All Day Dan Day beats me in again today. I saw him right ahead of me this morning. I went, damn. But I had to get that big boy Dunkin' Donut coffee here before we could get rolling this morning. That was kind of a priority.
Do they know you, like, by name at that Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Okay. And they give you the extra grande for discounted price?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, hey.
That's a big cup of coffee.
So those guys that work at that Dunkin', they're huge sports fans, right?
Oh, okay. So they know you.
So, yeah. And they, you know, now word spreads. One guy sees a guy coming in, goes, say who that's sudden. And so the guys, now the young guys, he likes sport. He loves them. Loves everything.
No free donut?
Yeah, they offer me the free donut.
You just don't take it?
Don't take it.
Okay.
Gotcha. The donut days were not good to the weight.
All right.
When I had to go back and evaluate how you
the
gained
choices
20,
you made, yeah, okay,
somewhere between 20 and 25 extra pounds kind of snuck on me.
So this is discipline.
Yes.
Okay.
And good. I don't have a lot of it. I always love when somebody says, I've lost all this weight. And I hear this all the time, and I'm playing bull crap. And I wanted to say bullshit, but I'm not going to say it. But when somebody tells me, I've lost 20, 25 pounds, and you know what? I don't miss any of the chocolate cake. And I'm like, I do. And chocolate chip cookie, I do. And ice cream, I love it. Like, I don't, so when somebody tells me, like, I don't need burgers anymore, no, I miss them.
Yeah.
You got this list of all those things when you're a little kid and you can eat and you don't gain weight. And I'm like, I miss all that stuff, man. I miss all those carbs. Everybody says all those carbs and all that sugar is bad for you. Man, I miss it.
That's true. It's the sugar, and it's the beef for me. I got to stay away from beef. It just stays in my stomach.
No, now listen. It does in mine, too.
Yeah.
And it's going to until I die because, I got a father, 91 years old, and I'm kind of watching. Like, he's 91, and I'm like, 91, he's still getting around. Like, and I'm watching everything. Now I have some of the things I'm eating, some of the things he's eating because I see it works. I see the man is still going.
Yeah. Sometimes it's genetics.
Yeah. Sometimes, no, you're right.
I often
but
think
that man
genetics,
eats oatmeal and a banana every morning.
Okay.
Oatmeal and a banana. So then he might have dry cereal from time to time, but every day he gets up and he cuts up little pieces of fruit and puts it in there. And I'm like, man. So I don't say anything. I go, man, it works. I mean, you can't argue, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of us pushing to get to 90 if they're good years. And his are still, he gets around. I go, okay, some of that stuff works. Anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. So I wanted to ask you, we had talked about this 0-3, and they looked a lot better in the last game, losing by 10 and had a chance with 5 minutes left.
No more victors, Joe. No more victors.
Yeah, no. I agree. I agree with, by the way, what the coach said after the game. Yeah, we lost. That's all that matters. We lost a game. We're 0-3. It doesn't say anything next to the win-loss record. It doesn't say much better play in game three.
It doesn't say Indianapolis is really a good team. People just figuring that out. No, it doesn't say that.
So I want to ask you, going forward, I saw I think Barry Jackson had grades on the young guys. Hey, I would just say this to everybody, keep playing the young guys. I don't care about their grades right now.
Who are you going to replace them with?
Well, that's the whole thing.
That's another thing.
That's
really
a good point.
You really got no choice.
Well, you got some veterans you could play, but they're
–
you could play –
call Cornell Armstrong instead of Jason Marshall Jr.?
No. I'm talking – you have that, but you have Trader at safety.
I mean
– I want him to play.
Okay.
The defensive line, Benito Jones got less snaps because they...
He's battling an oblique injury. I don't know if that was performance. It is what it is. But the whole defensive line, they suck right now. If I had to tell you one unit that I have...
That's been disappointing.
Been ultimately disappointing. I mean, the expectations for the offensive line, especially without two starters, it is what it is. I actually like the fact that they can run the ball. That unit can run the ball. They can't pass protect to save their life, but they can run the ball. But the defensive line, no reason in the world you should be 32nd on defense, and no turnaways, no takeaways, very limited sacks, very limited pass rushing pressures. Quarterback has all day to throw. That would be interesting. How much time does a quarterback have to throw? I would love to know that metric. And
we've had three quarterbacks all play really well against our defense.
Nobody would argue rating that. Has got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
My biggest issue is you have to do better stopping the run. Every defensive coordinator says the exact same thing. There's a single defensive coordinator says our first priority is stop the run. You have been horrible at it.
You see what all three teams have done. Yeah. It looks like the same game plans. A lot of short passes. It really does. It's not throwing a bunch of takeoffs and bombs and big splash plays. It's it's a running game. It's swing passes. It's short passes. Move the chains. A little bit of running from the quarterbacks, and those type of things. So let's get to the other thing that everybody talks about. Nobody's talking about the D line. You know what it is. So does Tua look different to you?
I put it with training camp, and I know everybody's saying, "Oh, the ball keeps dropping on those deep passes," and I'm thinking to myself,
"Not throwing it the same."
I heard you say that. I don't necessarily agree because I've seen him throw it in training camp. Now that's training camp, that's practice. He's not feeling any pressure. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I'm just saying he's not throwing some of his passes to the outside on the timing routes with his guys.
Mm-hmm.
There looks to be a little air, and it's just not getting there. And the deep passes, he's underthrown two of them by a lot.
Yeah.
And in 2023, they were out whatever he could throw. I get he's not going to throw it 70 yards in the air. But if it's 55, I can throw it. He was getting a 55 for Tyreek to run under.
Yeah. I still see him throwing big in practices. But obviously, and this is the same thing I continue to say, you cannot expect a quarterback to shine. And I'm not talking about the late interceptions because that's an issue. That's clearly an issue.
That's part of
it. It's problematic.
Fourth quarter. Yeah. What he's seeing and not seeing.
Yeah. But also, you can't have Daniel Brunskill just ole a guy on such a critical play. Tua's got less than 2 seconds to make a decision and read the field before a 6'7", 340-pound guy is steamrolling to him unblocked. Like,
there's a good chance this year Tua's not getting a clean pocket a whole lot.
Oh, I know that. So just make magic happen. That's why he's getting the ball out of his hand so quickly. Like, I remember, I think it was last year, I certainly believe it was my question, or maybe it wasn't, I don't know. But I get the ball out of my hand, brother. Like, I'm not worried about these guards. I get the ball out of my hand, brother.
Yeah, I heard that. I remember that.
I think he lived to regret that. Because right now, the guard play that he's getting, it's substandard.
No, guards are not. One got, obviously, bench and Keon Smith, and the other guy, Jonah's struggling. Nobody's arguing. I didn't hear Coach arguing with anybody when it was saying, hey, here's where he's grading out, whether you like Pro Football Focus or not.
And I don't.
It can't be that far off.
Yeah, no, they're not that far off. They
don't know everyone, and I agree. Yeah. I hear that all the time. But
I am not a big Pro Football Focus guy, especially the grades. I put no stock in them. I remember having conversations with players a decade ago. Richie Incognito was one of the first guys that told me how bogus Pro Football Focus grades are.
Right.
But it's unequivocally undeniable that Jonah is struggling. And the problem is, who are you going to help? You going to help that right side? You can't help both if you're A'Ron Brown.
They're going to run games on those guys, and this is like, hey, Buffalo doesn't go through this, right? We talk about Josh Allen. We should talk about that offensive line for Buffalo. It's the same five guys every game. Last year, same five. Then one guy, the fifth guy, got hurt a little bit.
You know what I think is funny? I don't even think Deion Dawkins is that good. I just think he's consistent. He's not that good. I couldn't tell you how many games I've seen.
I thought Chubb got him pretty good a couple of times.
Yeah.
Made him hold
I don't think he's elite. It's just that unit has great chemistry together, and they stay on the field.
You run a game, and they're like, we've seen this. All right, Charlie's coming your way. I got your guy too, Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you aspire to. Are we ever going to get there, three snaps into a regular offensive line? I don't know. I don't think so.
We lost two guys super fast. We're wondering how long.
And I don't know
it's going to be less than a game.
No, I don't have confidence that either are coming back after four games.
Well, saying all that.
Then on top of that, Joe, yesterday we learned Liam Eichenberg ain't coming back anytime soon.
Yeah, by the way,
imagine that. And I told you Liam Eichenberg's going to have to save the season. Now he's not even available.
I have noticed, though, in this conversation, you refuse to give Tua very – you're giving him a $55 million hall pass.
Is it not – it's not 55, by the way.
52?
I'll tell you the exact number.
I don't want to know. Tell me during the break.
Yeah. I'm not giving him a hall pass. My mantra for this season is no more excuses. I don't want to hear any excuses. Is Tua playing up to the standard that I expect from him? Absolutely not. Are his receivers playing this up to the standard that I expect from them? Absolutely not.
Let me ask you what those two guys are doing wrong on the outside. They're catching short passes. That's all that's being thrown to them.
They're not coming back to the ball.
Come on, man.
I don't.
You start blaming them on the sideline.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, I get it. Tua's not Mr. Super Athletic, but against Buffalo, you saw that he can scramble. Everybody said he can't move.
Everybody said
he doesn't have any pocket presence. He showed you he does.
Looks to me, Mike is going to that short passing game a lot more right now for whatever reason. But I think
Don't say for whatever reason. You know the reason. Don't say for whatever reason.
I think
know the reason.
I think it's always a cop out that it goes 100% to the offensive line.
It's shameful what he has to work with, and it's shameful every year.
Everything's got to be perfect for that guy.
That's
everything any other quarterback damn near in this league.
No
for
argument.
A guy making what he makes, it's got to be perfect.
It don't have to be perfect.
And they got to go out of their way.
Can it be good?
And the Tua fans go, oh, if he just had a strong offensive line, okay, well, we'll call Detroit or Buffalo and see if we can get that, and then we're blaming the receivers.
Those two
guys are small. They're not coming back to the ball. I see those guys open on all those short passes. The problem is you're not paying them that kind of money to just catch 6 and 7 yard passes and run for a first down.
How much different is this offense than what it was in 2022, 2023? Are you saying that everybody's caught up to them? Are you saying that everybody's figured them out? Is that what you're saying?
I think that's part of it.
I mean, yeah, that could have some part of it.
I don't think anything's 100% to your point.
Like Tua,
but I ain't giving that guy 100% hall pass.
I'm not
either.
Giving him
you
a hall pass.
You sound like you're damn near giving him 100%.
Earlier in the season, we said, okay, everybody's stacking the middle of the field. Tua can't throw outside. He showed you against the Patriots. I can throw outside. Then it becomes, Tua can't throw the deep ball anymore. He showed you against the Patriots. He could still throw the deep ball.
Where did he throw the deep ball?
So Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek came back 10 yards from running and had to stop and come back for it.
You're
making it sound like he caught it in stride.
It was 50 yards down the field.
Hey,
isn't that deep?
By the way, if it is in stride, we're not kicking a field goal. We're talking about 7 in the end zone.
No
if he
argument
gets that ball
there.
Out.
No argument there.
But
they
I don't hear you mention that. You just talk about a 47-yard completion.
Okay.
His ass had to come back.
So we got to strike big, right?
Then I hear people complaining to it and go up on this last one against Buffalo that was another duck, and he's got to go and they're going, look at that effort bite. I go, oh my God, some of you people are blind to this guy.
I mean,
it's blind faith.
Did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
Come on, man. Are you doing it too?
Please. I'm just saying, did Tyreek have two hands on the deep pass?
You're going to get on Tyreek.
Tyreek said, I need to make that play.
I don't care what he says. Right now, Tyreek's been a different dude, and we're going to win, and he's saying all the right things and stuff. Come on, man.
Tyreek always says all the right things.
I'm giving
Mahomes. Tyreek says all the right things.
All right, we got to go to break here. I want you to keep those thoughts, though. Don't leave on me here. I knew it. I knew that free pass, the Tua Club. He's here today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
And that's Tyreek Hill. And the league is
interested. You think so?
I think so. I do. I think there's a number of reasons why teams are interested. I think we know that. And I can go through them if you'd like me to. And there's some things that would that teams are also trying to figure out.
Okay.
There's once again, I hate to put it that way, but an off the field concern that the league is looking into that their teams are curious about that's going on with him. That is obviously part of the equation if you're going to trade for Tyreek Hill. The first thing would be, if this move happens with Miami, it's essentially them waving the white flag, right? Season's over. We're probably in a spot by the time the trade deadline rolls around. This slight rebuild we're on, we're going to continue to move into it further, right?
All right. Well, everybody's got an opinion. That was Steve Smith and James Palmer from NFL Network talking yesterday, got into the whole Tyreek Hill thing. Has he lost it? Is he still playing at a high level? Yes, he is. Problem is nobody else is on that offense, but he is. He's fine. I might be the only guy, besides that stuff off the field, Tyreek Hill's fine. Tyreek Hill can run. He can catch. He's been, by the way, he says all the right things. Says all the right things. All of them. I mean, he went all in on this whole thing. Even after the game, we're going to get turned around. And he's saying all the right things. But, when we're looking and we're pointing fingers at everything through the first 3 weeks and what's going on and both sides of the ball, well, I think it's a defense and I think it's everybody, by the way. It is. It's not just a Tua thing. Although the quarterback's pretty damn important. You probably know that by now, but it's not a Tyreek thing. It's not a Jalen Waddle thing. They're doing what they're asked to do. They don't draw their own plays up. When they are open, they don't throw the ball to themselves. They're fine. I have no problem with Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle. I guess the one knock is they take themselves out of the game too much. I mean, if and this is the time of the you know, the microscope, and everybody's under it, and a little dogpiling when you're down on somebody, just keep adding some other stuff, throw a little conspiracy theory stuff in there, and just really get it juicy. Get that big fat kid on top of that when you're piling on. That last kid, always the one that really hurts you, man, when you're at the bottom. Like, oh, God, why'd he get on there? Damn, now I'm mad. But there's nothing wrong with Tyreek.
No, he's far from the problem, Joe, but I think the problem is you got another, you know, analyst talking about the Dolphins with it. What do you call it, a slight rebuild? Is that like a step up from a
reset? Well, they were going through the whole thing of trying to figure out, first of all.
It just sucks. Like, you're going to week four, and they're talking about if you trade Tyreek Hill, you've given up, you know, you're waving the white flag on the season, right? It's just not the kind of conversation you want to have before you get through the first month of the season.
That's true, by the way. This is what happens when you didn't have a great camp and you're 0-3 to start the year. And then everybody's in on this Tyreek Hill. People have been trading Tyreek Hill the whole
camp.
They are
going to trade him, though, this year, I would think.
I don't think so. I personally don't think so.
Well, the only reason they wouldn't is because you still have Chris Greer there, and he's going to still be stubborn, and they're going to try to hang on to this thing as long as they can.
If those two are still here, you're exactly right.
They may not. You're right.
They are going to go, you know what? Unless somebody puts a gun at our head from the top, We're playing that guy.
This thing keeps going this way. I can't imagine they're going to be around the whole year.
I think there's.
Let me ask you this: is Tyreek Hill in your future plans? Like, if you, Joe Rose, were trying to reset or rebuild or whatever the hell it is they're doing, Tyreek's not in your future plans.
But I think there's probably a lot of guys not in, if they don't start playing better, a lot of guys not going to be in the future.
There's a lot
plans.
Of guys that start moving, but like Tyreek would be on the top of that list.
Yes.
Because he's your most valuable asset. Assuming that he doesn't get suspended for the rest of the year, if they, you know, those find guys, out that stuff is true. But
those guys are over there right now going, I'm telling you how they think. We used to think the same way. There's 14 games left. We look at our schedule. We know if we play our best, we're going to have a chance to win. You're going to hear it every week. We know if we play our best and we start to play, and there's people over there saying, if we play like we played against the Buffalo Bills, we will beat the Jets. That is the conversation over there.
Yeah, and if we played against the Colts, we're going to get blown out. So, like, what's, you know.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's three. The conversation.
They've gotten better, and they're going, But let me tell you something, man. They lose this game. They think the dogpiling got bad. If you somehow lose to this Jets team that's got
at home on Monday night as a favorite,
and the Jets have all kinds of their own problems. I mean, they're not coming down here going, we feel really good because we got a new head coach. they got their own problem. They don't even know who's starting a quarterback yet. They don't know if Justin Fields on the concussion. I guess we'll know maybe more today. Or Tyrod Taylor, who gives us a better chance. We got to win games, but we got to see if Justin Fields will gain pretty good money to come in and named him the starter. We can't give up on him already. And then, you know, they're talking about I literally listened to their stuff yesterday. He was talking about how bad the tackling is on that team. Some record amount of missed tackles. They're talking about coverages that the coordinator wants to play. Zone coverage, the defensive back coach wants to play man-to-man. I got to get him on the same page. And I'm like, ooh, I have nothing against their head coach. I know he's a first-timer, and I hear some of the stuff coming out of his mouth, and he sounds like a first-time head coach. These are things like, you know, if they are going on, maybe you take care of them privately and don't talk about them would be my first thought with this whole thing. But this Tyreek Hill thing, listen, there's blame, you know, this offense, and then guys are writing, our writers are writing about it's the defense, and they can't stop the run. It's true. They have not stopped the run. They're one of the worst teams in football, probably the biggest surprise of everything. But I also push that if our quarterback stayed healthy, that I thought we're going to have a pretty good year, at least beat the teams we're supposed to. And there's a lot of those supposed to teams on this schedule. There is. And they're not going away. And but if you continue to play as poorly as you are on both sides of the football, then it really won't matter, because I'm guessing the same formula is getting ready to pop up for the Jets, although I don't think they have the manpower to do it. But they're going to try offensively to do the same things that the Colts, the Patriots, and the Bills have done. Run the ball, throw a lot of short passes, move it up and down the field, win time of possession, make enough plays, kick some field goals, and keep this sucker close and have a chance to win it late in the game. Well, I would guess that would be, and not do anything crazy, not see, I'm sure they're looking and telling their offensive line, hey, you got to do what everybody else has done, and that's dominate their defensive line and get after them. Hey, man, one thing about professional sports, they're all copycat leagues. Some's working. Everybody looks and goes, wow, that Colts, boy, they had a pretty good game plan. Patriots tried to do the same thing, didn't look exactly the same, and you got some help. Still should have won that game twice in the fourth quarter, but you didn't. And then you play the Bills. They came out and ran for 100 yards in the first half of that game. You're going, oh, my God, what are we doing? What are we doing? I did a better job in the second half. But you got to figure a way to win, man. You need a lot of guys on both sides, so we're not sitting here pointing a finger at one guy. This is stop the run, get a good pass rush, probably going to have to cover a little bit. Although I got to tell you, man, the last game was not about coverage for me, except the broken coverage at the end of the game that cost you a 30-yard play and put it away. They kick a field goal off of it. But outside of that, it is it's guys up front have to do a better job. But make no mistake about it, at the end of the day, saying all this stuff, Tua, and these guys talked on their podcast that the league and the number one goal is to keep Tua healthy, which means a lot of quick passes, a lot of anticipation passes early, get rid of the ball so he doesn't hold it back there, and take extra hits. Mm. And he's kind of playing that way.
So this doesn't seem like a long-term solution then.
Well, listen. I
mean, it's not sustainable to have a guy that plays that way. But to go back to Tyreek really quick, I wonder what the timeline is to get, you know, like they were talking about the stuff that's going on with the league investigation. If that lingers through the trade deadline, it'd be very tough to trade for him, right?
Because here's the
thing, like they find out, they have evidence that, I don't know, someone else doesn't have it. I don't know who they're going to interview, Joe, to do this thing. But if they,
well, first
they
of all,
find out, hey, you know, we're going to suspend this guy.
If the soon to be ex-wife, because I got to keep saying, I thought they were divorced, but they're not, soon to be ex-wife.
They're in the process.
Says, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about it. And she doesn't talk to the investigator. It's done. He's going to walk right out of the room and he's going to go, it's over.
Well, she's angry and she wants to talk.
Now, no, she's problems. still angry as she was when she sat down with him for that, what, deposition, and went after everything and did play by play of everything that happened. This thing could get a little bit interesting. But the Tyreek Hill on the football field,
I just wonder if they're going to clear him, though, like before the deadline. Like, was the NFL going to say, hey, we're done? You know, this is not going to be a thing. Because it'd be very difficult to trade for him if he's still under that investigation.
Yeah. Listen, man, everybody's been trading this guy. You were trading him in the offseason. You were trading him during camp. Everybody's trading him. Everybody's trying to trade Tyreek Hill. And I'm like, look, man, if you're trying to win this thing, I do agree with those guys yesterday. If you trade him, then you are throwing in your friggin' towel.
What are we trying to win? Don't try to sell me. You know what I mean? Like, what are we trying to win at this point? We trying to beat like the bottom of the league? Like, you're hoping you meet the Jets. I know it's like the next thing up here, but
yeah.
And that's why people in the offseason, because you had people like Omar, who was clearly onto something, was like, they're rebuilding. And they are doing some kind of rebuild. Look, man, they need.
Well, wait a sec. Wait. Where are you going on this? It's not a complete rebuild by the guys.
Well, Omar was right in the offseason, right? Omar was right.
I don't know what Omar said. Omar says all kinds of stuff. Which one, Omar? Omar's all over the board. What do you mean?
I understand why people were saying trade him in the offseason, because it appears that this team was in some sort of rebuild mode.
Not a great start.
This is the worst roster they've put together under this regime with Mike.
Yes.
By far the worst roster.
Yes. Yes, it is. No question. This does not look like a couple years.
This is not a team that is going to have success this season. I don't care how they turn it around, who they beat coming up here in this little stretch of weak teams. This is not a team that is going anywhere.
I'm telling you, when the GM has to meet, and they talk a lot, the owner.
I'd love to hear one of those meetings.
I would too. I told you. Yeah. I'd give a paycheck up to hear that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, half a paycheck.
Jeez.
Maybe I got a little carried away there. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got
tell
a lot
your wife,
more
you
stuff.
Can't pay for those streaming services this month. Yeah, I gave up my check so we could hear a Greer meeting with Ross.
Jeez. Yeah, but so I think common sense. I said this yesterday that everybody over there in training camp land where they practice has all said the same thing. No. We got the talent to win, and we still believe we have
Ross
not changed.
He doesn't buy that though. He can't.
So what? No. He did this before the season. He said, "All right, what are we doing?" I'll guarantee it. They did not. There was nobody who had the basketballs to say to Stephen Ross, "I know you may not understand this, but we like this team a lot. We think this team, if it stays healthy." We got a chance. So you throw that healthy thing in there just in case you have a lot of guys get injured. You go, well, a lot of guys got injured. You can't win with that group, man. We got hit hard again in the IR team. Boy, we got killed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
You just had to go a little longer on the song before you went to Perk. You had to.
I like this song.
I do too. I think of Perk now every time I hear this. Chris Perkins.
Oh, is this his song?
From the Sun Sentinel.
Is this a song he like when he walks into a He walks into like
you know what I like best about Perk. I like a lot of things. We've known him. You and I have known him forever.
Love Perk.
I like that he's not swiping. He's going out. He wants to meet. I'd be the same way. Bo, I want to go to a club. I'm going. Hey, you by yourself? How you doing? And he's from that school too.
Well, he's from that school.
I call it meet and greet.
I think he's from that school, and I think he's from the big booty school too.
Oh, yeah, big booties.
Likes a little junk in the trunk, right?
No, no, he likes a little booty. Skinny waist, big booty. Anyway, Perk.
This is my intro.
You haven't said a word. You haven't said a word. You're getting hammered.
Now we got to find another stuff to talk about.
I got to tell you, I didn't know Bo was going with that big booty stuff, Perk. That's your business, man. You know, I got you, though, brother. Hey, hey, Perk, 0-3 is not where we thought we would be. It's ugly. It's been ugly since camp about everything with this team. What's one thing you would like to see? We got half the guys blaming the offense, other media members blaming the defense, the two with them. Give me one thing you would just like to see improve for this Monday night football game to give us a chance to win.
Front seven. Easily the front seven. Mm-hmm. I know you can go with two. I heard Bo went with error-free football or no penalties. The front seven, to me, has been the biggest disappointment, a bigger disappointment than Tua, because look at the collection of players that you have and what they've done, right? You've got Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips, Chop Robinson, Matthew Judon, Jordan Brooks, Zach Thieler, Terrell Dotson. This is the team that was number 4 in defense last year, number 10 in defense the year before, number 9 against the run last year. They should have sacks. They should be disrupting the quarterback. They should be sacking the run, stopping the run. They're not doing any of that stuff. Like Tua, you know Tua had the flaws in his game, not necessarily the you know, at the rate that he's making the mistakes now, but this front seven has been the biggest disappointment of the team to me by far.
I agree with you 100%. I was sold on that front seven. I said, man, these guys are gonna quarterbacks.
Me too.
You know, the second. You know, you knew the secondary was thin, and you go, oh, don't worry, the pass rushers up front. They'll create. You know, make the quarterbacks get the ball out of their hand real quick. But it hasn't.
You know what those guys are saying? They said this past week. It's hard when you're constantly getting 5, 6, 7 yards first down running the football.
Well,
and now you're in second and three.
Well, Perk, you know, they run that two tackle defense, and then two up and two stand up guys outside, and I'm convinced you can't play run and pass from a 2-point stance.
You need more weight on there. Would you like to see a third defensive lineman?
I would like to. Yeah. I would. And look, so even last week. Or 2 weeks ago, whenever we played last, seems like it's been a month. But you know, when they started stopping the run, they were bringing another. They're playing three down linemen.
Yeah.
Right. First, you know, I mean, one of the prior game, they brought in. They had Jalen Phillips down in 3-point stance and Chop down to 3-point stance. So I think that two and look every it's not everybody's doing that deep. Everyone's running that defense now. It's because it's about getting to the quarterback. But if you're running that defense and you're not getting to the quarterback, then they're running against you.
Yeah.
Something's got to give. And I'm with you on the front seven, Perk. That to me is the biggest disappointment from an expectation standpoint.
Hey, so, Perk, I want to ask you about Tua because that has been the hot topic, and I've been a little critical of his play the last few days.
Rightfully so.
I just think outside of that first read, if that ball's not leaving quickly, it's just a disaster with everything. It's like he's not comfortable in the pocket. I started to wonder about his arm strength down the field. He's underthrown Tyreek Hill, even for those people
that
have been all over. He should have caught that ball in Buffalo between the two guys. Listen, I don't want the fastest guy in football to have to come back 10 yards every time a deep ball's thrown like the last two.
Right. Yeah, you're negating his advantage. No, Tua has to be a lot better. From an individual standpoint, Tua has been the biggest disappointment. From the unit standpoint, it's been the front seven. But Tua with the late game interceptions and the lost fumble and the lack of pocket presence, we don't see anything from Tua right now that made him a Pro Bowl quarterback, right? We're not seeing the great anticipation. We're not seeing the accuracy. We're not seeing the pocket presence. We're not seeing anything. Tua shook. Like I don't know if he has no faith in his pass protection. I don't know if this is the lack of time spent with Tyreek, but Tua just doesn't look like the same guy that we've seen in 2022 and 2023. There's nothing about his game that I say, okay, there's the old Tua. I know Tua's got a lot of voices in his head, right? You got Mike McDaniel, you got Frank Smith, the offensive coordinator, you got Bobby Slowick, the senior pass game coordinator, you got Daryl Bevel, the quarterback's coach, but somehow they've got to simplify the message to Tua and just do these two or three things and let's build off of that. But he looks like he's got all kinds of things going through his head, and he just doesn't look comfortable back there. He doesn't look right.
Well, and the other thing, Chris, with Tua is, and I don't, this is not on him. You know, Mike needs to trim down that play calling, man.
Yep.
He needs to trim that play calling down. I mean,
too much terminology.
His play calls, there's so much terminology in that play calling. And then by the time, you know, a lot of times they get out of the huddle, and now he's got to look at the defense. And all of a sudden, now you're looking, it's 5-4.
Yeah,
three,
plays way
two,
too late.
You know what I mean? Yep. So I don't think that helps him out. But the other thing I just realized, you know, just in the last couple of days, I realized, because I'm thinking about Tua, and geez, you know, he's a young guy, and he's not that young anymore. He's in his sixth year right now, right? Yep. And so his trajectory is not on the – his trajectory might be plateaued right now, but it certainly is not on the upswing. He's on more – he's getting more to the backside of his career than the upside. If I may be wrong about that,
yeah,
but it seems to me like that's where he's at.
Hey, Perk,
yeah, we know who Tua is, right? He's not going to dramatically get any better. We know who he is. I keep saying they need to help him out by getting him a better run game, just like we were talking about on the defense, that they don't do a good job on first and second down, so they haven't really earned the right to rush the passer. It's the same thing on offense. Like, second down and third down are complicated because on first down, you're not doing what you need to do. They need to run the ball and take some pressure off of Tua, take some pressure off of Mike McDaniel as the play caller. Make your life easier.
Perk, are you okay with the starting five? Whether I don't know who's going to be at right guard this week, Keon Smith, or if they're going to go with Brunskill, who finished the game, or is Cole Strange about Ray? I don't know. But are you okay with the starting five? And I know Savia Nye has had his problems.
There's not much you can do about it, right? We knew the offensive line depth is the worst in the McDaniel era. That's just what it was coming into the season. I love what I'm seeing from Patrick Paul. I really like what I'm seeing from Aaron Brewer.
Yep.
That's about as far as you can go with that offensive line. But, you know, look, Jonah is a rookie playing left guard for an extended period for the first time, right? He was a right guard a lot in college. You know, James Daniels got hurt. Austin Jackson got hurt. You knew, you know, Keon Smith is not ideal. Actually, Larry Borum has been okay. I don't have any major complaints. He's a backup. He's doing a decent job as a backup. The two guards where you made your major improvement. One guy.
What are you talking about? That three play investment you made in that right guard.
Yeah.
Well, that, by the way, that's going to go down as some kind of record.
Yeah, three plays. Yeah, that
man.
The dollar amount per play is pretty high for that guy.
He can be strong though when he comes back. He'll be back with us. We'll be fine.
But you talk about Savia Nye. I mean, look here, when Patrick Paul came in last year, everyone's going, geez, this guy doesn't look very good, and you know, but then he got the benefit of playing a lot of snaps, and then he figured it out during the offseason, made an improvement. You know, Savia Nye's just been thrown in there. He's letting all these guys play.
I want all the rookies to play. You
certainly have growing pains with all these rookies, but you can't be down on them because they're just thrown into the fire. And the point of I that's one thing I could never understand about like Kenneth Grant. He played in one preseason game and they go, oh, okay, he's had enough. You know, I mean, I would have played him every play of the preseason almost.
Needs work.
Yeah, I mean.
He needs to see everything. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, he was like on one of those veteran days where he's not going to play, and I don't know. It just, you know.
Well, you know, one of the big things this year to me is that, you know, last year it took Chop, six or eight games
yes.
before he really figured it out. Sabaya Naya and Kenneth Grant don't really have that luxury because they're needed so much.
Yep.
I mean, to do what the Dolphins do. At least last year, you had the good run defense while Chop developed his pass rush skills. Kenneth Grant doesn't have that. They need him to stop the run right now. Jonah does not have that time. You've got two offensive linemen out. They
right.
need him to be a baller right now. They don't have kind of that kind of grace period that Chop Robinson had. So it's tougher on these guys. And look, Grant and Jonah could come around just like Chop did, but you're 0-3 right now. You needed a bigger immediate contribution from both of those guys.
Burke, I got to ask you and Bo this question because it's popped up with Woody and I over the last few days a lot. And that is when Stephen Ross had a meeting this offseason with the general manager and the head coach, and the guy wants to win now. I don't believe either one of those guys said, hey, we might take a step or two backwards. They sold him that they're going to have a really good team or have a chance to have a really good team if they could stay healthy. Do you agree with that? Or what do you think the message when they talked about potentially how good this team could be?
Well, I'll say this. Mike McDaniel told us at the owners meeting in March or whenever the owners meeting in Palm Beach was, we're going to try to win with youth and draftees this year. And my jaw almost hit the ground. It was like, this is a major philosophical shift.
Yes.
You can reword it and call it, you know, rebuild on the fly or reset or whatever. But McDaniel, he was very candid, and he has been very candid with what they wanted to do. Now, him and Greer also both said, we're trying to win this year. We're not trying to, you know, go out there and go 6-11 and say we're playing a lot of youngsters. We're trying to win right now, but he said we're trying to win with youth and draftees. I don't know how Steve Ross could have gotten like a, you know, 12-win season and Super Bowl contender out of that. They were probably honest from that standpoint, but they probably also said we've got enough veterans like Zach Thieler and Tyreek and Tua and Waddle that we still think we can make the playoffs, but this is a major philosophical shift. We're trying to win with youth and draftees. I'm still stunned by that. Admitting, you know, and look, and Chris Greer said you can't keep spending the way that we were spending and not seeing the results. That's
fair. That's more than fair.
So Chris, you look at this team going into week one. You knew you were going to play a bunch of rookies. You knew you were going to play Savaya Naya. You knew you were going to play Grant and Phillips and maybe even Biggers, right, at times.
Yep.
And then you're looking at your secondary, and you're going to play one of the guys that got hurt. Another rookie. There's another rookie you throw in there. But Trader was kind of like you. He was kind of in the background at that point.
Right.
And I'm just talking about game one. And then you were going in, you had lost your cornerstone cornerback in
Storm Duck.
I'm talking about the
Jalen Ramsey. I already forgot about Cater.
Cater was an undrafted free agent 2 years earlier. He was going to be your cornerstone guy. He goes down, and then now you've got a 1 year undrafted free agent Storm Duck as your cornerstone guy. Now, and so how many guys that were either rookies or very little play on both sides of the ball started or played a lot since this season started? I'm saying it's like seven or eight guys, right?
I think there has been a lot, but we kind of knew this was coming.
I understand that, but you can't expect to win with seven or eight rookies on both sides of the line. I don't know how because you've got to know that I've been talking to Mike, I was in the interview room in Buffalo, and I got to the point, I said, hey, what about all these young guys you're playing? They got a lot of growing pains, you know? And he goes, yeah, we knew that was going to be the case. So if you knew that was going to be the case, can you really tell your owner that we're going to win a lot of games if you knew that was the case?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll say this. To me, it's not even – it goes beyond that. To me, the clear turning point for the fans was right after that Indianapolis game because they looked so bad, right? Offensively, defensively, special team. Judon rolls into the punter, and the defense just gets run all over the place, and the offense can't do anything. You're getting plays in late. you're taking delay a game penalty. Like, it was just a total collapse. And I think that was the turning point for the fans that, okay, we understand you're playing young players, but you look like a dumpster fire out there.
Right. Yeah.
Like, what were you doing all in training camp?
Yeah.
I think that's a good call.
No, I agree with that.
That's a very good call, Bert. That would probably be number one coming out of camp to look that bad.
But then, you could stack that up with, we didn't realize that Indianapolis wasn't as bad as we thought they were.
That's true.
They're sitting here at 3-0 right now.
Who's that quarterback? That quarterback is I don't know if he's working on MVP, but comeback player of the year is looking pretty good. Hey,
but that's what they got, not what we have.
Hey, I got to ask you this final question before I let you go. A lot of talk about Tyreek Hill. You guys, everybody's been wanting to trade him since before camp started. You think he makes it through a season? I do. I don't think he leaves. I think he's with us all season. What do you think?
I think the second you trade Tyreek, the rebuild is on. Mm-hmm. You can call it whatever you want right now, trying to win with youth and draftees or a reset on the fly. The minute Tyreek goes, the official rebuild is on. And I think that's going to happen next year anyway. Tyreek is not going to be here next year because of his salary cap charge. But, you know, once Tyreek goes, you can't score. I'm sorry. I know that's no disrespect to Devon Achane or Jalen Waddle or Tua or anybody else, but Tyreek remains the biggest factor in this offense. And once he's gone, the rebuild is on.
So that being said, if you get rid of Tyreek after the season, so there's no financial commitment to him or is there a benefit if you're down? Let's say you're 2-7, some kind of number like that, and you know you're downhill. Is there a benefit to just, you know, saying, hey, let's just scrap this and get something for him?
Well, I think the biggest benefit is what can you get for Tyreek?
Well, that's what I'm asking, in a roundabout way.
That's the benefit to trading him by the trade deadline is to get something for him as opposed to, you know, letting him walk at the end of the season and you get nothing for him. So that would be the big benefit of moving him. But, yeah, once you move Tyreek, though, you've pretty much given up all hope on doing anything this season, which, you know, the record might indicate that.
Perk, we've gone so long with you today that we didn't even have a chance to ask you how you're doing with the ladies right now. How are things going, though, before we let you go?
I'm in a holding pattern right now.
What's that mean? That means nothing.
Are you the equivalent of the Dolphins front seven? Is what you're saying?
I've had a couple of dates since the season started, but no follow-up dates. So there's been a couple of one-offs.
Is that more you, or they're just not calling back when you do make the second call? How's that? Is it mostly?
Unfortunately, it's been mutual. Both of us were like, here. There's no future here.
Well, the older you get, the less time you invest in the proposal, right? I mean, just look. If it don't work after one night, one day I'm out. You know, I'm not gonna hang on.
I'm better off.
Perk, thank you, man. Appreciate it. You always open up with us, brother. Thank you, Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel Dolphins columnist. We got to go to break. We are running so late right now. We'll be right back after this.
Tua Tagovailoa is making more than Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Jaden Daniels. Am I pocket watching? No. I'm putting things into perspective here. Mm-hmm. What Biggie say? More money, more problems. Well, in this case, it should be more money, more expectations. When I see Tua Tagovailoa over this year alone, I've heard him more than I ever have. That's not to say you can't talk.
Right.
I like quiet Tua, Alabama Tua, chip on the shoulder Tua. Not, is somebody going to come in and watch film? Hey, let's see what this is. Hey, I was this since I was that. Taking certain things. Man, bro, what you're being paid, what you're asked to do, what you have the capability of from one quarterback to the other, I look at a situation as like, bro, come on, dog. Especially when you got a Ferrari and a Lamborghini and other amenities that some quarterbacks wish they had.
How much do you think people who criticize and scrutinize your play do it not just from the film, but through the lens of your current contract? In your opinion, is that a factor?
I'm not too sure.
In other words, they don't just say to a Tagovailoa threw an interception. They say he threw an interception and he makes $53 million. You know what I mean? Because they do. They always say that. I heard Cam Newton say it the other day.
Well, anybody can play quarterback in this league then. I mean, I want to see anybody on the streets come and play quarterback. I mean, Cam's doing his thing for sure. But, you know, I think it's easier to be able to hold a clicker and talk about it that way, or talk about what someone else is doing wrong when you're not going out and having to do the same as them, right? So I think it's easy to do that. I think anybody can do that. I don't think anybody can play quarterback. So
you're right, Tua. There is a shortage of quarterbacks, and let's hope you're not one of them, my man. You need to play a lot better, period. Talking about Cam Newton going all in on Tua and his play, the former MVP who played in a Super Bowl, Cam Newton, talking about Tua and things that he doesn't like. He's got to play better. Tua's got to play better. And he did, by the way. We'll play it for you. We know he said it, and we'll have that for you. But four picks and five turnovers and two bad fourth quarter picks is not gonna get it done. And there's one way for all this to go away. You just need to play better. And it's not just you. Everybody understands run defense, pass rush, zero takeaways, all the other things. But this is a great opportunity. Not that some of the physical problems are going to go away, like all of a sudden, you know, strong arms not going to help you and because you don't have that. I mean, that's not where you are. Although you used to throw it a hell of a lot better than you're throwing it right now. You're not getting benched. Nope, you're not getting benched no matter what happens in this game. But there's a lot of stuff. The latest thing is, matter of fact, why we're on this is that Mike's overprotecting Tua with his game plan. Two guys on national TV came on and they said, you know, they're so worried about him getting hit. They've shut down the offense. And I thought he was just more comfortable throwing all this short stuff that we did all last year. And we used to call it our run is now our run is just our short passing game because we're really good at it. It's a high percentage. They went through a few games there against bad teams and had great success with it. But, hey, bottom line is Cam's right about one thing. Money is part of this thing. It just is, man. Being a first-round pick, it's just part of this thing. You either can play or you're a bust. That's what they do in every city when you're a high first-round pick or a first-round pick. And then you got a second contract. That changes the game too. You're part of the $50 million club. Everybody knows it. Joe Shad just read it to you. And you got to chuckle and, you know, and you're right. None of us can play that. None of us can play it as well as you do. I know I can. But all this stuff, the money is part of it. And it's the good news, bad news. Congratulations. You got life-changing money coming in. Matter of fact, you got life-changing money when you're drafted in the first round with your signing bonus. Huge, big, fat check. And the team went all in on you. You know, again, I'm not blaming you. You got your money. You did a little, you know, you weren't happy. They gave you the contract. It's there. But with that money comes higher expectations. And he did realize all that stuff, by the way. He did say, hey, I got to play better. I'm not playing well enough and all that stuff. But when you open up the second part of this thing and start saying that, you know, this dumb thing about nobody else can play this position and they're, you know, it's not easy to play and all that stuff. Everybody knows it's not easy to play.
Well, it came off like he was talking about Cam Newton, too.
And then
Cam Newton didn't play the position at the highest level.
He did play right at the highest level.
Tua will never sniff with that guy.
They don't hand out right? MVPs by accident. I think the MVP was the same year he went to Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken.
He was a hell of a player. Just took way too many hits.
Way too many hits. I mean, they had him running the ball from about 5 yards in. He became the third fullback running back because yeah. he's bigger
they,
than
they
all
did
the
not
guys.
Manage him particularly well.
Yeah, and we saw him. We played against him. I think he ran for 80 or 90 yards against us and threw a couple of touchdown passes. They were really good. And
by the way, he had a charisma to him too, man. Right? Like he had the whole quarterback package, which Tua lacks in charisma a lot, right? He's just not the kind of guy you're drawn to. Spends 10 minutes a week talking to you, and that's it. We won't see him again or hear from him again.
I know he's a bit of an introvert. Everybody's different. I get it that we're all different, and you know.
He's just got to know better that you can't keep saying this stuff, especially when you're playing the way that you are.
Hey, man, he did great on the first part. He got into
it. But no one cares.
And then he decided.
They're not going to play that on ESPN this morning.
Go tell everybody that they can't play my business. You can't do what I do. And then, I don't know, he kind of went after Cam Newton. But listen, man, we got people. This is what you do. Like, when you're a franchise quarterback, I can't say it enough. And I'm sure Tua knows this. I hope his wife even tells him when he goes home to play cards with her in video games at night. That, listen, honey. Franchise quarterback, everybody knows, like, quarterback's the most important position in sports. There's a reason that we get all this money. There's a reason. Like, and with that, if you don't play well, you get the other side of this. And trust me, everybody wants you to be good. Nobody wants to keep going through this quarterback thing, still trying to find a quarterback. And you've opened that conversation right back up. You've opened it right back up. And you know the other part is everybody knows you're making a lot of money again next year too. More, all that money's coming in.
I really love the game night shot, by the way. Thank you for doing that.
But it
warms my heart to hear you come to the dark side like
no,
that.
No, I just you just he's just got to play
better. Those comments weren't good either.
He's got the Jets coming in town, man. Monday night. I know it's Monday night for the Jets too, and they're going to try to, you know, win a frigging game. But they're
is this it for you?
This
game?
Is really no. He's going to play. You know what? EJ Manuel said it too. He's going to play. He's going to continue to be the starting quarterback.
But here's the thing, though, Joe.
Why do you keep every game? You keep doing this and you sound stupid. Right. They're not benching a guy they gave all that money to after four games.
They may not.
They may not.
But if I got to keep hearing about Mike is trying to protect this guy. Tua's talking about, you know, I got injuries and I'm not the same guy I was at Alabama. And it's like, all right, well, at what point? Like, do we see what else we have? Because clearly this guy is incredibly limited, right?
Woody.
And they're drawing up a limited offense around him. Like,
Woody,
what are we doing here?
Okay.
Just to protect this guy?
So do you really believe that they're going to bench him? Let's say he does throw two interceptions in this game. You think they're going to bench him?
Do I believe they will or they should?
No. What do you think is going
to
happen?
No, I think they'll ride with him till the wheels fall
off.
Exactly. Which I think the wheels have already fallen off. So that's where you and I differ.
Well, you got a team you're playing that's got lots of problems. We just haven't talked about the Jets. And Aaron Glenn, I mean, you want to talk about a guy just got here and they're going, yeah, he's never been a head coach before. I get it. And they're not happy the way he acts, the way things he's doing. And the team, they're going, it's the same Jets.
But to me, though, you have to look bigger picture, right? Like, if they beat the Jets, it's good, it's fine, whatever. But you have to look bigger picture. Like, this is just not a good situation in general, right? When you're talking about the coaches protecting this guy and, you know, we got to play a certain way because the guy's limited, like, that's never good.
So Mike is not saying that. Heard Mike's comments. Mike is saying he's got to make better decisions.
But it sure looks like they are, right?
It does.
I mean,
it does. It looks like our two guys that are two horses that should be racing at Gulfstream looking like plow horses out where I live in Davie, right across the way. There's plow horses out there. People ride occasionally. You see the kids on the back and mom and dad with them.
Plow horses, huh? Okay.
Well, that's how we're using them.
Yeah, I'm with you, man.
You know, one of the best places Tyreek made last game, caught it for about 5 yards and cut inside and ran up for another 4 or 5 yards for a first down. And I'm going, damn, that's where we are. That's where we are in Tyreek Hill. That's why I got to tell you, man, what he called him yesterday, a Ferrari, and I forgot what other name he went talking about his two receivers on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd like to get him. And the coach said there were some chances, and we just didn't get there. And listen, I'm guessing
even though Mike's super positive about everything, I'm sure he said at some point, everybody's got to take an honest pill and go to a, I'm sorry, this is not the Bills or the Eagles offensive line, or I'm trying to think of some of the other, the Lions offensive line, or there, if you want to put somebody else in there, but it's not that bad. Like you got to play better. Maybe I got to call some better plays for you. Maybe, but you, and I know,
when do we face reality though? When we say that, like, all right, he can't play better. This
well,
is it.
I don't think he
this
played
is the ceiling.
First of all, he got hurt 6 games last year.
Okay.
And when he
but
played,
that's part of his whole deal, and, right?
Yes. Well, listen, I think that's what they're saying. Part of this is this team said, hey, they don't want to play with number two or number three they have in here. They, you know, they were like the program I was on. Let's get to it for 19 games and see what happens. And so far we've had him for 3 and it just hasn't looked good. Again, it's not all him. There's not a lot of guys on the roster right now going around going, I don't know about you, but I'm playing well. Had damn right. I'm leaving early today.
Nobody wants to see the guy get hurt, obviously, Joe, but like the reality is you drafted him. He was hurt, right? Coming off a significant injury.
That's a
and
different.
It just hasn't changed.
That's a different conversation then. That conversation should not be about him. That conversation should be about the guys who drafted him.
He also happens to be incredibly undersized. And the fact that he's not mobile, he
so you
can't
just notice
himself.
That we're in year 6, and you're telling me stuff that everybody listening right now knows. He doesn't run well. He's not durable.
There's one guy, or a couple guys that are defending him on here.
Who? Let me hear what somebody's saying that's defending him. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Let's see here. So sick of Woody Doug piling all day long on the QB. Bad look on you.
Well, you want to like bench him and out of the whole thing. But anyway, give me another one.
This other guy that he's just been going on and on all morning.
Well, let me hear what he says. Like if he's fired up, what is it? I want to hear this because I see what I've seen. I want to hear what Blind Eye says.
Oh, he says you guys are taking a shot at someone who spends time with his family. There you go.
That's the best you can do with the quarterback?
Yeah, no, this guy's been going on all morning though.
What else? What else does a family member have? Go ahead and give me some more stuff that this person has.
He was not paid the highest. Neither did he demand the highest, just market value.
Right. I agree. Nobody's blaming him for getting the money. He got the money, but with the money, people are going to talk about what you make.
He went on to basically say, I hope one day folks covering these players are held to the same standard. You know, talking about the Tua, you know, being the franchise quarterback. And I tried to explain, I wrote back and tried to explain that, like, people are going to talk about sports. They're not franchise quarterbacks. Right, but, like you talk about held to the same standard.
But they made a decision when they signed him. They said, they told Mr. Ross, they told Tom Garfinkel, he is a franchise quarterback. By the way, the other thing Cam Newton said is, you heard it, like, he got some pretty damn good weapons. A lot of other NFL teams would love to have those dudes. Anyway.
Everything you're saying on two is right. Those fans are in denial. I agree, by the way.
All right.
If you're defending this guy at this point, it's just like,
there's just not like he didn't defend himself. He said, I got to play better. We'll come back and play what he said. Yeah. And then the people that are still like thinking that we're
dogpiling on the guy. You know he's got a fan base still though, right?
Yes.
Maybe these people bought a bunch of Tua cards and they're hoping he turns it around.
I see a lot of Tua kids in cards.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.